Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, irishradio.com, worldwide. And indeed, delighted to welcome Sandra Feeney-Charles, who is the Executive Director of Aisling Irish Community Centre, and that's located on McLean Avenue in Yonkers, New York. And Sandra, you're very welcome to the program.
Thanks, Adrian. Always nice to be with you.
Now, I want to ask you, though, before we get started, about a little bit about yourself. A native of Condonagallava, County Galway. And what part of Galway?
I'm from a little town called Williamstown.
Williamstown, indeed. Yeah, we know Anya has, Anya Sheridan here has relatives in Williamstown, and but you may not get along with them, so we won't go any further with that.
Well, Williamstown is a great little town, and back when I was growing up in Williamstown, it was a very lively town. There were several shops, a library, the church post office, Garda Barracks, and six pubs. And Feeney's in Williamstown was right in the middle of the town, and that's where I grew up.
Whoa, how about that? Yeah, just I've been corrected here because Sonia doesn't want her relatives to be snubbed. We would say in Mayo, your next county, that their names are Kerrans, but it's Caron, I'm told. See?
I have great friends in Williamstown from the Caron family. There's Carons across the road in the square and Carons in the Derivold area, and they're all fabulous.
Oh, there you go now. That takes both of us off the hook.
There you go.
The Aisling Irish Community Centre, which was established in the heartland of Yonkers and Woodlawn on McLean Avenue, it's got to be more than 25 years ago. Since then, the centre has grown steadily, to become an integral part of the Irish American community in the tri-state area. And I think that's important to point out whereas initially the Aisling Irish Centre was an organisation that basically was set up to provide numerous services for Woodlawn in the Bronx and for your area there in Yonkers. It has grown to the point where, indeed, from all over the East Coast here in the United States, the Aisling Irish Centre is indeed extremely well known, and it's known as a great vehicle for helping people in so many areas. Maybe you could rattle off a couple of the services that the Aisling Centre provides.
Absolutely. So you're absolutely correct in what you say, Adrian. We had our 25th anniversary last year with great celebrations and fanfare, and that was commemorating the 25 years of the creation of the centre, which really was set up initially to meet the needs of the recently arrived immigrants, and that's where the need arose. And since that, you're also correct, it has grown to be an integral part of the community. We have reach all around the Yonkers and Woodlawn area, up into Rockland County, Westchester County. We have great friends out in Queens with Team Aisling. We have friends in far away as London, Dublin, Galway, Cork, Mayo, Sydney, especially with our online reach, it really is worldwide. And we've gone from meeting the needs of the recently arrived immigrants to now serving all generations. So there's something for everybody from 0 to 100 plus at the Aisling Centre, from the parent and toddler group, karate for kids, Irish music, Irish dance, Feroige Youth Club, Leadership for Life program. We have a very robust senior program. We have up to 265 plus year old individuals from 65, I think, to 94 who can come in 5 days a week for different programs and services, from lunch on Tuesday to bingo, cheer yoga. Tuesday we had a cardiologist from Mount Sinai come up to do a presentation on, you know, heart health care. We have a great youth program where we're nurturing and developing youth in the community through the Feroige, based out of Ireland, the Feroige Youth Groups, from the Junior Youth Club right up through the Leadership for Life program. And then our cultural program runs everything from language, dance, music. We have the fabulous Mulcahy Scholarship, which takes up to 20 young local people to Ireland, actually to Galway, to the Irish American Cultural Institute, so they're immersed in Irish culture. And then we always have the essential services like counselling. We have free counselling available 5 days a week. We have a safe space for AA meetings. We have a career closet where people who don't have access to, you know, a fancy suit for an interview can come by and see if there's something here that would suit them. I could keep going on until tomorrow.
I know. And
passports, pension, you name it. If we can't help you to do what you need to get what you want or what you need, we'll do the best we can to put you in touch with somebody that can give you the expertise that you need to get what you're looking for. That's the goal.
Yeah. My guest, friends, Sandra Feeney-Charles, Executive Director of the Aisling Irish Community Centre. Now, Sandra, I want to point out that you're not exactly new to, to the services rendered by the Aisling Centre. You have worked in the non-profit sector, you know, with international humanitarian relief organizations, including Concern Worldwide, which, as most people would know, is probably one of the most revered NGOs, which was established in Ireland by Father Angus Finucan and his brother. That is an organization, again, that brought the international services. You worked in that area as well.
I did. I have some very fond memories of working with Concern Worldwide. I think I'd say I cut my teeth with in the non-profit world with Concern and learned so much. Traveling to visit people in the least developed countries in the world, like Haiti, and just witnessing people experience the most extreme need gives you a different perspective on life and a greater understanding of the disparities in the world. So I think what I did there and what I saw there informed my understanding and ability to see and empathize with people and what they, how they see things in the world and how they live. And it all goes to, you know, the entire team here doing everything that we can to meet the needs of people in the community. And again, if we can't provide the service directly, we work with other independent contractors and teachers and other organizations to put people in touch with the best person or organization that will help them meet their needs.
And your reputation, is stellar and indeed much appreciated. Again, beyond the very Irish area there of Yonkers and Woodlawn. Now, you have a chairperson, and indeed one that we assumed you know, would, because of her commitment, we thought that, you know, she would go out on pension from the job. Katrina Clark, an amazing, a tremendous leader, chairperson for the Aisling Irish Centre. However, she has stepped down and indeed handed the reins to Siobhan Henry. Tell us about Siobhan Henry.
Well, you're correct in everything you say. You've done your homework, Adrian. I'm impressed. Katrina was and is a phenomenal leader and took us through a very turbulent time through the beginning of COVID, the inception of the response program Sláinte that Katrina and her husband Seamus initiated, where we worked with five Irish organizations to help support people in the community, and then went from there straight into the reconstruction of the Aisling Centre. And the centre was literally completely ripped out, right down to the concrete floor and the steel support beams, and everything else was rebuilt. That was a phenomenal project to undertake. And I think stepping down after everything that was achieved under her guidance and leadership is, I think I would call that going out on a high note. And I think it was very fitting to hand the reins over to Siobhan Henry, who's a local community member, whose father has been involved here with the Aisling Centre for many years, who runs a 25-car drive here. We're trying to get him back in to get it going. Siobhan is a teacher in a local school. She understands the community. She lives locally. She, you know, she has her finger on the pulse. She's very committed to the organisation. She's been a member of the board for many years, understands how the centre works. And I think as a young woman living in the neighbourhood that understands the needs of the community and the services available in the centre and what we're capable of, how we're capable of growing, and what we're capable of delivering, I think we're going to be under very good guidance for her reign for the years.
Yes, and of course she's been on the board, Centre's board there for 10 years, born in County Longford and raised in Woodlawn, you know, after her family emigrated. Now, you have a very well-known vice chair who has just been appointed as well, and Nuala Purcell, you know, an event organizer. We see more of her around the community than we normally would see. But tell us about Nuala Purcell.
Well, no doubt about that. You'll see much more of Nuala than you will of any of the rest of us here on the team. Nuala, a local event photographer, is very well known and respected in the community. Nuala has lived in this neighbourhood, this general community, all of her life, and has interacted with many organisations, Irish and other. Nuala has also served on the board for many years and has been a member of the executive committee. So she also has a very deep understanding of the inner workings of the centre. She's been very supportive with our events and community efforts. I dare say it's accurate to say that Nuala is a wizard when it comes to dinner journals. Anyone that's worked in a dinner journal will know what I mean when I say it can be a mammoth task. And Nuala has always stepped up to the plate and helped make sure that everything runs smoothly, among many other endeavours here at the centre. So, right. Again, having someone on the board who understands and cares about the community in a leadership role, I think speaks a lot to, you know, where the centre is and where we hope to continue to grow and develop.
You know, I think one of the reasons we would also know Nuala Purcell very well is that she began her photo career at the Irish Voice newspaper. And, you know, again, has one might imagine that with her career, she wouldn't have as much time as she devotes to, again, the Aisling Irish Centre. She was born in Kilkeel in County Down, but raised in Woodlawn. Now, all of this, Sandra, is terrific, and there seems to be no stopping of the progress. But all of this, indeed, requires a lot of funding, and it wouldn't be an exaggeration to say that with all of the programs that you have, this costs a fortune. So how, perhaps you can, you know, lay out for us the funding schedule and how that has grown over the years.
Absolutely. So, again, you're really on the money here, Adrian. When we reopened the building in January last year, we had doubled our capacity. So our square, we had about 3,000 square feet with the original building. And when we reopened, we now have about 6,000 square feet. So our physical capacity has doubled in size. And since that, we've worked steadily to increase the number of classes and the capacity of classes and programs that we have at the center. So we now have activities 7 days a week. Our office hours are Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, but you could find up to 5 organizations in here having meeting or holding activities any night of the week. So the center itself is truly thriving and a hub of activity for the community. And that's everybody from, you know, a recently re-established women's group to local organizations that maybe don't have their own building. We've great supporters from the GAA who might want to have a club meeting. Could be a dance class. You name it. If there's a space available at the Ashing Centre, people can avail of it. And in order to fund that, we have a number of different streams, including we get great support from the Irish government and from local government, Yonkers and Westchester, but we're also responsible for raising a lot of the funds ourselves internally. And in order to do that, we hold annual fundraising events. And the next one actually is coming up very soon. It's the annual 5K. So this is a fun run walk that takes place right here in the neighborhood. It'll be on, the next one is on Saturday, I'm sorry, Sunday, April 2nd at 9 a.m.
Yeah, next week.
And if any, yeah, next Saturday. So if anybody'd like to join, all they have to do is go to our website, ashlingcentre.org, and that's the Irish spelling, AISLING centre.org, where they can sign up for the event. And then we'll have a golf tournament coming up in toward the end of June. And our biggest fundraiser of the year is our annual dinner dance, which is always very exciting. And that'll be coming up on the 29th of September, if I'm not mistaken. So if anybody wants to hear more about our events, watch our Facebook page, which is very active, or go to our website, ashlingcentre.org, or they can always call the centre. The number is 914-237-5121, and any one of us will be happy to give them more information.
You have covered a number of issues and indeed topics that I would indeed be inclined to add to, but you've done very well here. Let me ask you though about two items. One, a program for feeding the homeless, and the track record, and how does that work, and is it ongoing?
I'm very glad you asked, because that's one of the first initiatives that some of the recently arrived immigrants in Bainbridge, actually, down in Bainbridge Avenue. It was a program that literally came from Irish people who realized how fortunate they were to have landed on their feet here and wanted to do something about people's misfortune, people who are less fortunate than themselves, the homeless people in New York City. So they came together once a week, eventually found their way to the Ashing Centre, and when it moved up here to McLean Avenue, and organized weekly sandwich making and delivery. And that continues today, 26 years later. The format has changed a little bit. We have freshly made sandwiches delivered with a drink, you know, a bottle of water, a piece of fruit, whatever we have available. Sometimes the local youth make little extra cookies at, you know, Christmas time or Valentine's. The children of the youth club might make little cards and write a little note just to tell, you know, a homeless person, somebody's thinking about you. So there's a lot of integrity in the program. A couple of times in the year, I think during the winter, this past winter, we did a clothing drive for a month where we collected sleeping bags, coats, shoes, pants, gloves. Most thing that's required really is thermal hats, gloves and socks. So all of those items are sorted here, and then every Monday evening, three groups of volunteers get together. They come here, pick up their supplies and drive on down to three different routes in New York City and deliver the food and whatever supplies we have available to the homeless. And it's a very, very unfortunate, very needy situation, and I think the volunteers are very driven and motivated, thankfully, to keep that program alive. So it's great that we're able to facilitate that. We buy the materials and pay for the gas, and they do all the delivery. So it works out really well, I think.
Sandra, I just, again, would like to point out that in addition to some of the items that you have listed today and the services of the Aisling Centre, in crisis situations where, and I think this is, it's not peculiar to the Irish, but I think we're better at it, rallying when there is a crisis, when there is a tragedy, when somebody indeed has, a need for money quickly, whether that's for, for medical reasons or indeed on occasion when somebody dies or is killed. There is this great organization of people who may not have any connection whatsoever, with that person, who come together, who gather money, and indeed respond again very quickly when the situation calls for it. And I think that that's one of the greatest, not only services, but that defines us very much. We're there. We help when necessary. And definitely, you're the conduit for, and your organization there, the Aisling Irish Centre. So, again, thank you. Thank you and your team for what you do. The 5K run, by the way, is in memory of Pauline Boylan Cole. And she lived her life in New York, working and helping out indeed in the Irish community and in Yonkers and Woodlawn. So this 5K run next Sunday is dedicated to her memory. And again, it is open to everybody. You don't have to be a great runner to enter this. There are a lot of people, I'm sure, who would like to participate without receiving any silver cup. So
yeah, you don't have to be a runner. In fact, you can even participate virtually. You know, you can. It's great for people who can come out on the day, but if you can't, you can always do your own walk around your own neighbourhoods and still register to be part of the atmosphere. But I just want to touch on something you mentioned, and thank you for acknowledging the work of the Centre, Adrian, because without people like Pauline Boylan Cull, Lord of Mercy, and her is a really good example of people who who take responsibility and care about their community. And that's part of what makes the Ashling Centre work. We couldn't do what we do without people who care about the community and are willing to support and participate financially and otherwise. So whether it's donating volunteer time or donating coats to the homeless or writing a cheque, which unfortunately is something that we're always going to need, that's what makes organisations like the Ashling Centre work. So it really is a community effort. We are the conduit and we have the skills required to deliver the services, hopefully for the most part, but it's not something that we could possibly do without the support of the community. And for that, I am extremely grateful, as I know is everybody who ever benefited from the service at the Ashling Centre. That's a genuine collective thank you to everybody who contributes to us in any way, and to yourself and Anya included, for giving us the opportunity to speak to your audience, to let them know that we appreciate their support and we hope they'll always continue.
Great. Now, the telephone number, the website again, Sandra?
So the telephone number is 914-237-5121, and the website address is www.ashlingcenter.org, ASLINGcenter.org.
Sandra Feeney Charles, Executive Director, the Ashling Irish Community Centre again. Many thanks for all you, your team, and now, of course, a big welcome to your new chairperson and vice chair. Friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, irishradio.com worldwide.